Blog Talk Radio.
From light, and we return to the light. And while we're here, we are spreading our light around in whatever way we choose through the beauty and magic of our natal astrological chart, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And welcome, welcome, welcome to a very unusual and unexpected session of or episode of the show, It's in the Stars, my show, which usually takes place on Saturdays, and today is Tuesday, December 29th, at approximately 2 p.m. My name is Christina Malone, and I'm your host for this wonderful show that we do every week to talk about the sun, the moon, the stars, and God's time, and why things are connected to the sun, the moon, and the stars, especially events on Earth. And one of the reasons why I didn't have a show this past Saturday was because I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and there was a bomb that went off on Christmas morning, on Friday morning. It was actually, if you want to do a chart for that particular experience, I always encourage people to go to my website, and it's musicalastrologer.com and or christinamalone.com if it's too hard for you to remember musicalastrologer.com. Both of them will get you to the right place. On my website, you can go and print out a chart of your own natal chart. It says free natal chart on the homepage. And on that same website, which is alabe.com, it's always nice to, especially when there's a huge event in the world, especially when it's a bomb on Christmas morning, to go there and draw up a chart for that time and see what was happening. It's a really good tool to learn astrology. So, of course, I did that. I do it for every major event. I've been doing it for years. I did one for 9/11, and I did one for the elections. And, of course, this one is a very significant event in my life because I live in Nashville. So if you want to go to alabe.com, you can put in the words bomb in Nashville as the title, and then put in the date, Friday, December 25th, 2020, and it was at approximately 6:30 a.m. in Nashville, Tennessee. So once you draw up that chart, we're going to talk about the fact that that chart has some pretty significant information in it. And there's no way, just looking at that chart even beforehand, that I would have known exactly what was going to happen. But when we look at the chart in hindsight, just like when we look at a person's chart, a natal chart, it's literally a reflection of what that person is like. So it's pretty fascinating to look at the moment that this bomb went off is like the birth of another baby. You know, it's just like any other natal chart. And what happens in the first house is very significant. The first house is the sign that's coming up over the horizon when the baby is born. And we call that the rising sign. So it does have Sagittarius rising, which is a fire sign, which is an outgoing, expressive sign. And it's also kind of a warrior sign because it is shown as the man, half man, half horse, the centaur who is shooting an arrow, to direct people in a certain way, either philosophy-wise or a religious statement or some kind of statement to bring people's attention to. And in the chart of that moment, the sun was in Capricorn, Mercury was in Capricorn, and Pluto was in Capricorn, combined with Saturn in Aquarius and Jupiter in Aquarius. So that's five planets all crowded together in the first house of the hour. And that's a lot right there. Just that enough is enough to talk about. But there's more that happened in the chart besides that. So we'll take it one bit at a time. The sun, Mercury, and Pluto in Capricorn, the sun rules life. It is the life-giving force. And the bomber actually warned people for 15 minutes before the RV that he loaded up with explosives went off. There was literally a recording, which you can hear on YouTube or somewhere else on the news feed, that shows this woman's voice very robotically saying, "This bomb will go off in 15 minutes. Please evacuate the area." And then they would play some music. They actually played Petula Clark's song, Downtown, which is, it goes like this. When you're alone and life is treating you getting you lonely, you can always go downtown. And the interesting thing was this bomb was placed exactly in downtown Nashville on 2nd Avenue, one of the most popular streets in Nashville. It has a dozen restaurants and honky-tonks on it. It's a very popular tourist attraction. So while this recording was going off and counting down the minutes, like in 13 minutes, this bomb will go off, please evacuate the area, and then they would play the song, and then in 12 minutes, this bomb will go off. So there were six wonderful, heroic policemen who responded to calls of shots being fired, which also took place on the recording. And the shots being fired was the actual thing that woke people up who live down there. There's a bunch of condominiums and apartments right on that street. And so many people were woken up by shots fired, and they called 911. So the police were on the scene right away, and they started hearing this recording, which was very hard to hear other than the fact that the police were right there and hearing it, and so they recorded it. And then sort of cameras were starting to record it because people got out their video cameras, their phone cameras. And the police knew something was really serious going on, so they started to knock on all the doors and urge people to get to the back of their building as quickly as possible because people didn't even have time to get out of the buildings. And so just from the effort of those six policemen, there were no lives lost. There was only three people who were injured. And later we found out that the RV, which was stuffed with explosives, also contained the bomber himself. So it was a suicide bombing. And they found remnants of human remains at the site of the bombing itself. So he was not only preventing more loss of life, which is interesting with the son in the first house, but he was he literally went to the effort to warn people to get away. And then the second planet is the planet Mercury. Mercury was right next to the sun, and Mercury rules communication. And Mercury is the planet we've always talked about, which is the planet of communication. And where the bomb went off was right in front of the AT&T building, which is a basic a switch hub for everywhere from Kentucky down to below Nashville. So it covers about 12 counties. And it absolutely destroyed all the communications for people who had AT&T, and that would be whether it was DirecTV or, AT&T internet or AT&T cell phones or AT&T phone lines. And 911, which happened to be connected to AT&T, was completely wiped out also, so people couldn't even call 911. And a lot of hospitals were put in jeopardy because they couldn't communicate with each other. So AT&T was a huge hub in Nashville of communication in this area, and it was completely wiped out for about 3 days. So I happened to have AT&T, and I couldn't do my radio show on Saturday, and then I couldn't do certain conference calls I like to go on. And I certainly couldn't call people, and I couldn't receive calls. So or texts. And so I was so glad that I had signed up for Comcast internet about 3 months or maybe 3 weeks before all this happened. So I had internet, and I was able to send out an email to all of my friends and family and tell them I'm okay because I live at least 20 miles from where the blast took off. It was literally in downtown Nashville, which runs along the Cumberland River, and there's a park there, and we have wonderful 4th of July fireworks and concerts, and also there's a usually a fireworks at New Year's Eve down there. So this park is a very central area of a lot of things that happen in Nashville. And whenever there's this Country Music Week, which is a very popular week where tourists come and hear all their favorite country music artists, a lot of the clubs are on 2nd Avenue and close to 2nd Avenue. So that whole area was pretty much just demolished. You know, 40 buildings were damaged. windows were blown out, and they were literally put in jeopardy because they're now very fragile, and one of the buildings actually fell soon after the bomb took off. But anyway, really, really blessed that nobody was killed afterwards or before, you know, and during the bombing. I'm still kind of shaken up talking about it, so it's hard for me to focus. But yeah, that was a pretty devastating experience. And since that is a very popular part of Nashville, that it will take a long time to rebuild it. It was made of old brick warehouses that had been converted into condos and apartments and restaurants, of course, and all of that was damaged. And thank God all the people that were living there managed to get to the back of their apartments and avoid the blast. But there were many, many windows blown out, and people still had a lot of damage. So they were relocated right away by Red Cross and other people to go to shelters and various hotels. And I think even the Opryland Hotel offered to put people up while they were being displaced. So a lot of people were displaced and basically were running into the street in their pajamas, and they didn't have anything else when they left. So I just feel so much for those people who suffered and want to send prayers to them and all the people who suffered. And like I said, the best part right now is that AT&T had a backup generator that was able to take on at least a lot of calls until 11:30, because I didn't even know this had happened until my phone went out at 11:30 on Friday, on Christmas morning, and I couldn't call anybody and I couldn't text anybody. So I was really grateful that it all came back online on Sunday night. So basically I thought I really have to do a show and talk about this, as well as the full moon in Cancer. But the second thing was that because Pluto is the god of death and destruction and total transformation, Pluto was in Capricorn right next to Mercury in the first house. So I'm just giving you this scenario of three planets just right on top of each other in Capricorn. And Capricorn rules governments and businesses, and a lot of businesses were destroyed. It rules countries, and Capricorn is a sign which is related to the physical body, the skin, the bones, the teeth. So it's just amazing that Pluto was right there next to Mercury and did so much damage to the communication infrastructure of Nashville. The next planet was Saturn in Aquarius and Jupiter in Aquarius. And of course, Aquarius is a sign of rebellion and groups of people coming together for a common cause. It's the sign of the brotherhood of man, but it means groups of people that come together for a common cause. And it's suddenly also the sign which is ruled by or associated with Uranus. And Uranus is a planet of shock and usually related to explosions. And so having Aquarius there also was kind of a shock in the first house to have something really completely destroy our serenity, you know. And especially on Christmas morning, that was the hardest thing. It just was unbelievable that someone would do this on Christmas morning. And we did find out later that the bomber was a person who worked in electronics and the IT of, you know, the internet, and he had his own business, and he helped other businesses with the internet. And so Aquarius rules the internet. And Aquarius rules things that happen outside the box, things that are disruptive, people who have conspiracy theories. And there was a lot of talk recently, and you'll see in other reports, that all over the world people have been burning anything related to the 5G network that AT&T was trying to establish. Because there's this theory, this conspiracy theory, that the 5G network is going to destroy our health. It's going to cause cancer. They say it brought on the COVID. There's all kinds of thoughts that it's going to destroy our privacy and take away our personal freedom. And so many, many people who have been discussing this on the internet, the dark internet, we should say, the dark web, have made these theories. And so a lot of people have been burning down towers that are 5G towers all over the world. And now this bomb destroying practically the whole AT&T building. It's amazing how much damage was done to that building. And the fact that they could get it back online so quickly, I thought it would take weeks, but really am grateful that it only took a few days. I don't know how you guys feel, but I mean, I've been doing very well with the pandemic and being quiet in my apartment. But when I was told or given the notion that I can't make a phone call, that's a frightening thought, you know, because I am really dependent on my phone. And the idea that I really like to talk and like to talk to people, and so not having the ability to talk to people, although I could do Zoom meetings on the internet, which was good, but it was just a very frightening time, and I'm so glad it only lasted 3 days. The other planets in that chart were Mars, which is the god of war and really angry human beings. You know, it's the sign of anger, is in Aries, and Mars rules Aries. And so, again, it's a very strong warlike energy. And that was in the fourth house, which rules the home. And many people's homes were destroyed. And then Uranus, which I just said rules Aquarius, was in the sign of Taurus, right there next to Mars in Aries. And right on top of the moon in Taurus on Friday morning. So if you look at the fourth house in that chart, that's a very crowded house also. And since it relates to the home, it really feels like it was meant to destroy people's homes. And since we connect to our homes in such an emotional way, it really had an emotional impact on many, many people, not just the ones who had their homes destroyed, but everybody in Nashville just felt the ramifications, the repercussions of this explosion. Because you think about it also, the home is basically the heart of the country, and Nashville is in the center of the country. It really falls like almost in the direct center of the United States. And it's called Music City because it is the place where for at least 50, 60 years it's been called Music City, because it is the place where country music was invented, maybe longer than 50, 60 years, going back to the 30s. The Ryman Auditorium is one of the most popular tourist attractions, and thank God it was not a target. It is also downtown. And the Opryland Hotel is, and the Grand Ole Opry is also was protected. But we are famous for music, and so many songs have been written in this town about home and love and loss of love and traditional family values, and all those things come from country music. And you could almost say that country music is the heart of American music. You know, folk music and country music came from Tennessee. And so it's just fascinating to think that that was what they were destroying. So because Nashville and Tennessee are also called the Volunteer State, if you didn't know that, so many people came out to volunteer to help with the people who were losing all that they had, and also helping to clean up. But, of course, they're not allowed to clean up right now. There's still an FBI investigation going on. But I'm sure once that is all out of the way, there's going to be a lot of people helping out, because you wouldn't believe how many people show up for things like, we had a major flood in May of 2010, and there was a huge tornado that tore through Nashville this year, just this year. So we have tornadoes very frequently, and there was a major tornado that just ripped up lots and lots of homes, I think about 200 homes. back in March before the COVID. So it's just really been a wild year. And that was what I wanted to share about the chart of that hour. The last thing I'll say is that Venus, which is usually the goddess of love, was in the sign of Sagittarius, and it is connected with the south node in Sagittarius, which is like a bottomless pit. And she was sitting in the 12th house, which has to do with hidden enemies. 12th house is the house of hidden enemies and deception and illusion and all kinds of stuff. So I could say that all these theories, these horrible, you know, mass conspiracy theories are doing so much damage. And it just seemed like the energy of love was not available, because whenever anything is in the 12th house, it's like it's lost in the ocean, just gone, you know. So, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to have bad dreams as a result of this. The 12th house relates to dreams also. So that's all I want to say about the bomb in Nashville chart, but I encourage you to print up a chart and look at it and review what I said. And the last thing I'll talk about is, of course, the full moon in Cancer, which is today, Tuesday, December 29th at 10:28 p.m. Eastern Time. So, of course, this is the last full moon of the year, and it's actually, if you look back at January of 2020, the first full moon of the year was also in Cancer. And so this is like a bookend between the two full moons in Cancer. And Pam Champy, who writes for the Daily Planetary Guide that I always read from, actually wrote about this in her last entry. She actually passed away 3 weeks after this was written, probably about a year ago, because they always write the planetary guide is always written a year before. But anyway, so we're going to miss her, and we'll have another person writing the weekly synopsis for the 2021 calendar, and I hope you all get one, because it's just an incredible thing to have, and you can follow along and see what planets are doing what. Like, you can see when the full moons and the new moons and the Mercury retrogrades are. And I have a link on my website to get one, so I hope you can get one. So this is the week of December 28th to the 31st by Pam Champy. The year's end is a time when we traditionally take a measure of all the good things we were able to accomplish this year, and also purge what didn't work so we can move gracefully into the new year without regrets. The end of 2020 is reflected by a special Cancer full moon on Tuesday, December 29th, that is concentrated on women. A lovely celestial coincidence is that back in January, the first full moon of the year was also in Cancer. And now the year 2020 ends on the same note with another Cancer full moon. These two full moons are bookends, shining a bright light on all things Cancer loves best: women and feminine power. If you add in that this year's end all of the planets but one, I keep saying this the wrong way. If you add in that at this year's end, all of the planets but one, that's Uranus, of course, are moving in a forward direction, because Uranus is the only one that's retrograde right now. So all the other planets are going forward at this point, and it's looking a lot like it's time for a change. But who will be our fearless leader? The answer might be found on Thursday, December 31st of this week, when a great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter will be opposite the Leo moon and square to Uranus and Taurus. So Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, they're fixed signs, opposite of Leo moon on Thursday, and square to Uranus and Taurus. A Leo moon squaring Taurus, Uranus and Taurus, symbolizes a courageous leader who is brave and bold enough to deal with immense transitions and challenges, but who might be regarded as someone out of most people's comfort zone. It is our best guess that with these aspects, the bookend Cancer full moons and the nine of the planets moving forward, the Leo leader might turn out to be a lioness. So let me read that again. it is our best guess that with these aspects, the bookends, Cancer full moons, and nine of the planets moving forward, the Leo leader might just turn out to be a lioness. And may the new year bring you peace and joy. And after submitting these weekly forecasts, 3 weeks after Pam passed away, and she was a wonderful astrologer, and it's interesting that she wrote all this before the elections, before last year. So the fact that she kind of was picking up the fact that we would have a strong woman leader, and that would be Kamala Harris being the first woman and the first black woman to be elected to the vice presidency. So that's kind of an interesting foretelling forecast. So I wanted to read that and say that Cancer is the sign that rules the home, the mother, the nurturing aspects of our lives. It rules the stomach and the breasts. It is about the past, our childhood, where we come from, and it is a very sensitive, emotional water sign. So be aware that during this time you might feel pretty emotional. And I also mentioned last night that since the United States was born under the sign of Cancer, July 4th, 1776, it is also a very emotional country, and we're very protective of our borders and our boundaries. And just like a Cancer carries their home on their back, you know, the American dream is based on having a home of one's own. So this is a powerful time to consider all that and consider how important it is to have security and mothering and nurturing. And that really is how powerful women have become more powerful this year and gotten more involved in politics. And so hopefully we will have some changes in the new year. So I think this will be my last broadcast for this year, because I won't do one again until Saturday. So God bless, and be well. Take care of yourself. You know, full moons are good for, especially Cancer full moons, are good for hot baths and hunkering down and with a nice warm blanket, hot chocolate, and just watch a good movie. So I hope you're all well, and God bless, and talk to you soon. Thank you so much. And I'm going to play my last song, which is Spinning Through the Universe. Take care.
Silence.